The Miami Beach City Commission is making some changes after an especially rowdy spring break. This week, commissioners move forward with an ordinance to limit alcohol sales, restrict licenses for promoters, and increase penalties for bars that allow underage drinking. WLRN intern Jamie Doolittle has the details.
Commissioner Ricky Arriola doesn't agree with his colleague's approach.
Sounds good in headlines, like the city of Miami Beach is getting tough, but when you look at the facts and you play out the scenarios, you realize how ill-conceived they are.
One example, he says it's not clear exactly who will have to follow rules targeting promoters. Stephen Ruiz oversees operations for Boucher Brothers, which rents out furniture along the beach. He says the city was already doing a good job managing spring break, with a few exceptions.
The only thing I would say is maybe DUIs. That's it. I mean, basically being that we're in Miami Beach, people are, you know, constantly out and about, going to bars and all that, you know. I don't see a whole lot of checking of the IDs at night.
The proposed ordinance has passed the first round. It's going through revisions before a final vote scheduled for April 24th. I'm Jamie Doolittle in Miami Beach.